BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to BTV News.
On the morning of May the 24th, the Organization Commission of the Bình Định Provincial Party Committee, in coordination with the Office of the Provincial Party Committee and the Bình Định branch of Viettel, held a conference to officially launch the implementation of Digital Party Member Handbook software. The event was conducted both in person and online, connecting the party committees under the Provincial Party Committee, as well as district, town, and city-level party committees, and grassroots-level party committees across communes, wards, and towns in the province. During the conference, participants received detailed guidance on how to install and use the Digital Party Member Handbook software. This technological solution aims to provide party members with a more convenient platform for studying, referencing information, and interacting with party organizations via computers and smartphones. According to Mr. Phang Chi-hung, Deputy Head of the Provincial Party Committee's Organization Commission, the deployment of the digital handbook is designed to support the political tasks of party organizations and their members. The software is expected to become an official and essential communication channel for both the central party and the provincial authorities, aiding in the dissemination, education, and promotion of the party's policies, guidelines, and the laws of the state, along with offering various useful features. To date, more than 40,000 party members across the province have installed and are using the software.
On the afternoon of May the 23rd, the People's Committee of Hoi An District conducted an inspection and evaluation of 17 product applications submitted by 12 entities across 7 communes and towns for participation in the District 2025 One Commune, One Product, or OCOP program. The review process involved an assessment of products, packaging and labeling, along with a detailed examination of the submitted documentation. Representatives from the provincial department's relevant agency and the district's OCOB evaluation supported team concluded that on 17 products met the basic requirements of the program. However, the evaluation team recommended that product owners and their consulting units revise and supplement their application dossier to ensure full legal compliance. These steps are necessary before submitting the products to the district and provincial OCOB evaluation councils for certification. The goal is to qualify the products for the 3-star and 4-star OCOP ratings in 2025 in accordance with program regulations.
In 2025, the Bình Định Provincial Cooperative Alliance will continue working in collaboration with relevant sectors and local authorities to select and support the development of 5 new model cooperatives. This initiative is part of the national project titled Selection, Improvement, and Replication of Effective New Model Cooperatives Nationwide for the 2021-2025 period, being implemented in Bình Định. The selected cooperatives will receive comprehensive support, including training and capacity building for human resources, the transfer of advanced scientific and technological solutions, access to preferential loans for production and business activities, as well as assistance in brand development, product labeling, promotion and distribution. These efforts aim to improve the cooperative's operational efficiency and competitiveness in the market.
In 2025, Vangkhan District will provide housing support for 419 households living in temporary and deliberated homes. Among them are 403 households classified as poor, near poor, or recently lifted out of poverty, along with 16 families of poor heroes and martyrs. In addition to the standard government support, the district has mobilized nearly 1.5 billion VND in social contributions to assist households unable to contribute their share of construction costs. Especially if households building a new home will receive an additional 20 million VND, while those repairing homes will be given 10 million VND. Notably, 18 households in Kanting village, Kanling commune, will receive a special support packet of 34 million VND to build new homes. The timely funding from social sources aim to ensure safe and stable housing for families facing especially difficult circumstances. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.